You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. Today is Tuesday, and it is September 9th. Oh, well, it's a 9-9 day. So, hi, everyone. Welcome. And, of course, I'm traveling, so if I cut in and out, you know why. But the first thing to open up, happy Taco Tuesday, y'all, and go ETH. The Fed's meeting next week. It's a big week. So we've been range trading. We're hovering right now in the 43 range. And the thing is like we've been watching all of our data and seeing like when ETH is up, when ETH is down, when markets are up, when the markets are down, when they're range trading, when they're on a big run up, like what, how it affects the other parts of the markets. And ETH has been ranging lately. And so what we're finding out is when ETH ranges, so like we are going in, we hit our high of over, we almost touched five. So we hit a high, let's see, we hit 49.55, right? Back in August 24th. That wasn't even that long ago. And we've been range trading ever since. And when ETH is range trading, actually, meme coins do really good. So when people are chasing, they'll chase after different types of investment vehicles. And so when ETH is ranging, they feel a little bit more stable, and then they're looking for other opportunities, and they tend to go into meme coins. And so ETH, we hit 49.55 on August 25th, and we've been ranging ever since. We're going in like the 45.96 range to the 42 like 80 range. So it's about 300 of this ranging right now. And when they do that, it's a little bit more stable. And when you trade meme coins, you basically only need about $10 to trade. So you don't need a lot of ETH. You don't need like a big portfolio to trade on it. And you can use just $10 of ETH and buy into 10 and then range trade on that. So say I go into a meme coin and it just launches. It's like an IPO. Meme coins are basically like IPOs. And I buy $10 worth of that token. Same thing like when you buy a fractionalized stock, you don't have to buy 1,000, 1,000,000, 10,000,000 in bulk. You can buy just the amount that you want allocated. So say I wanted to buy only $10 worth, I buy $10 worth. And we go back to basics. When we buy $10 and we're manually trading and we buy $10, as soon as it doubles in its amount, so if that $10 token goes to a $20 value, we would take it and we would de-risk, it's called, where you take out half of your profit, but half of the amount, and you're putting basically the amount that you originally invested back into your pocket. That's that 50%. So the $10 goes to $20, you sell half of it, $10 goes back in your pocket, which was your original investment. And then now you have $10 that can go up or down or whatever it's going to do, but you have your original investment back in your pocket. I'll go more in detail with that, but I want to say that since ETH and BTC is kind of range trading right now, a lot of people are focusing on meme coins and altcoins because they're able to flip those, where if they're into ETH, they kind of hold it, right? ETH and BTC is a long-term investment, and meme coins have a potential to be a long-term investment. Altcoins, same thing, they have a potential to be a long-term investment, but people will trade it, like meme coins, they'll flip them, and on altcoins, they'll flip them also. They'll range trade it and flip it also. So when ETH and BTC is like staying a little bit stable before it goes on its next run, they'll go and dabble in other things, the people that aren't primarily in those focus areas. And then they'll flip the meme coins, they'll range trade the altcoins. And then when ETH and BTC comes back because news comes out or the Fed meets and rates cut and it's on its trajectory up again, then they'll get back into that and start investing money back in that. But in the interim, they're like on the sidelines and they still want to invest and they still want to trade. And so the people who trade heavily in meme coins are always trading on meme coins, but now we have even more people in the market that are trading it also. So anyway, I just want to give you kind of like an overview of that part about, but we're going to go into some of the basics again on how to trade, how to invest, And it applies not only in the crypto markets, but it applies in stocks, bonds, options, futures, in buying houses, in buying properties, in buying businesses, or even launching businesses or, you know, startups. Also, a lot of this stuff applies, right? You always want to look for a good investment. You want to look for a low entry with a high potential return. You want to make sure that you're only using money that is your discretionary money or money that you can invest. You never want to use your major bill money, like your primary source of income that is allocated towards housing or food or shelter or cars, transportation or insurance. You don't trade with that money. You don't invest with that money. You take all of your extra money that you normally would have spent on pizza or soda or coffee or going out with your friends or even potentially vacations and trade like a little bit of that or invest a little bit of that. One second. So you would take some of that money and then you would invest in that and just sock away a little bit at a time. If you're in a normal salary, of course, you would have your 401k or your IRA or your SEP or your plan that you have that money allocated goes automatically out of your paycheck so you don't miss that money. I'm not drinking enough water. You can tell I'm losing my voice. But when we invest, there's all different types of ways to invest. There's all different types of investment vehicles. So you always want to lay down rules for yourself based on your risk tolerance, and you pick your own system and strategy and you stick by it, right? I always notice that whenever I veer away from my original rules or my system and my strategy, that's when I have to play catch up and go back in line. And we also have to always go back to the basics, right? We always have to start from square one, like square zero, and practice it all over again, and then get in those habits and start doing those habits and then investing with our own system and strategy, our own risk tolerance, not somebody else's, but you want to do something that's comfortable for you. So the market's been doing what it normally does. It's been range trading. So go ETH. We have the Fed meeting again on September 15th. They anticipate at least a quarter rate cut. I think the odds are now like close to 95% that they think that they'll do at least a quarter rate cut. So it's kind of built into the price of the market. If the Fed ends up lowering the rates even more, then we could have a big rally in the market. That's usually the type of emotional reaction that happens. If the Fed lowers rates more than everybody anticipates in the market, then we'll have a bigger rally in the market, right? So right now we're hovering again about 4287, 4300, where everyone's kind of sitting by and waiting, seeing what kinds of news is coming out. And then they anticipate that the Fed hopefully will cut rates. We anticipate it's going to be a quarter. Our all-time high, we went up again to 49.55. If we break through 49.55, that would go on to our next leg up. So we break the 5,000 mark. That's our like next wall resistance. We break through that. We have a lot more room and a lot more potential to go up after that too. So just think of us this way again. I always want to remind you that Bitcoin is like the spot number one, and it hit its all-time high of about 124. Ethereum is the spot number two in crypto, and our all-time high so far has been 49.55. So that gives a potential of going up a 25x to catch up to BTC. So that has a lot of room to go. Ethereum has multi-uses. Ethereum can be used for meme coins. It can be used for contracts, to range trade as an asset, to hold. It has a lot of multi-uses, where BTC is kind of like the dinosaur of cryptos. It's the first one that everybody knows about that goes into it. Whenever somebody comes into crypto, that's usually the first thing that they buy. And then the second thing they buy is Ethereum. So that's ETH, ETH. So the markets are kind of sitting on the sidelines also, all the other markets. So stocks, bonds, options, and futures. They're waiting to see what's going to happen with the Fed. And then whatever news comes out this week and next week that's going to influence the Fed. We've had some newses that are showing that we have a potential for a lower inflation. So we know that based on the sentiment that's out there, that the Fed will probably cut about a quarter rate cut. Again, it's like a 95% probability that they'll do that. If they do a half a rate cut, then it will rally the market. So right now, as we're range trading on everything and everything's kind of flat, depending what you're investing in, it has a potential for a possible upside. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. If the Fed cuts the rates a quarter, that's what we're building into the market. If they cut more than that, then we could see a bigger upside in potential. Okay, so, I forgot to tell you, we're doing a special right now on Dragon Pro. So, Dragon Pro is our universal automatic trading platform built with AI. And if you're a novice to an advanced trader, it's very simple, easy to use. One click, and you can start investing right away. You don't have to know all the details that we teach you all. Systems and strategies are built in. It's combined with AI. One click, and you can start investing with your $10, as little as your $10, as low as you want, or as high as you want. And we're doing the first month free. So the first month free right now is dragonpro.app. So dragonpro.app. Sign up for your first month free, and we're giving sign up bonuses too. So go ahead and sign up. And you'll get a referral code and get bonuses when we go live. But I just wanted to put it out there. But it's our universal AI automated trading platform that we have been working on the algos, which is basically the systems and strategies all built in, scanning 50,000 tokens a day down to the top 100 to 200 tokens. It gives a live feed, and then you're able to automatically buy those tokens, and it will automatically buy and sell based on your target, your risk tolerance, and your system and strategy on like how you want to structure your $10 investment or hire whatever you're doing. So that is we're doing first month free, sign up dragonpro.app. But the system and strategy is built in. So I'm going to go over today how people normally trade when they don't have these wonderful tools with AI, they don't have automation, and they have to use the human experience and decide on how to trade and use low risk and then high reward and figure out how to trade on your own. So if you're not using an automated platform and you don't have all the tools and everything available at your fingertips, you usually have to use about 35 different screens. For us to trade a token when we don't have everything built in like Dragon Pro does, and you're using your own resources and you want to go search out for your own resources, you need to first find, Ethereum, get into Ethereum. Then you need to find out where the tokens are and where they're launching from and what the ticker symbol is, the contract address is. Then you want to verify when it launches. You want to see if it's locked, renounced, if it has a verified contract, if it has a low percentage on holder count, what the taxes are, how many tokens are in the contract. Who's buying it? If the devs are buying it, if it's bundled or not, you want to make sure that you're able to buy and sell the token, that it's not a honeypot. And then when you do that, you would enter into it. So you would find like Uniswap or Dex Tools, look at the chart and then see the price of the chart, decide when to enter into the trade. You usually want to enter in like a bounce up. So when it's on a red going into a bounce up, you would buy $10 and then you would watch the chart. And as soon as the chart hit your target, so if you say I bought $10 and now my money went to $20, I would go in and now I would go into Uniswap or to Dex Tools and sell off half of my position. And then when I sell off half of my position, I now have $10. I put it back in my pocket and then I keep watching the chart. And as soon as my $10, the next amount of $10 doubles again, I can take out a little bit more, or I wait until it goes to $40, then I take out $20. And so you keep watching it go up and down, and you watch the charts all night and all day. And as soon as it hits your targets, you make sure you sell and then profit and take back your money. So, but to find that one token, I would go into all the Discord channels. I would go into Telegram. I would go into X. I would go into TikTok, IG, YouTube and then see what people are talking about. Find a new and upcoming token that's about ready to launch. Find out who the team is, what their specialty is on the token, why they're promoting the token, who's backing up the token, and then also information about it. So it's basically like doing a whole entire research on an IPO, and then see as much information as I can to find out about it. Go listen to the community, go listen to spaces and VCs and AMAs and see what they're talking about. Go into their TG channel and see who's in the TG channel and what they're doing. And then once I see that token, I would watch it and see the next time that it, as soon as it's announced that it's going to launch, wait for the contract address to come out and then put the contract address in, buy the token, and then watch the charts. So that's like what a normal process is when you buy a token out there in crypto and meme coins. That's all the research that you have to go through just to find one token. Now, remember, there's 25,000 to 50,000 tokens launch a day. And out of that, there's usually about a top 200 to 400 that will get a minimum of a 2x to even like a 200,000x. But how do you pick the right one, right? So you're all wondering, first off, like, how do I find which token to buy out of those 50,000 tokens? And when I buy that token, when do I buy that token? And then when I've bought the token, when do I sell the token? And what normally happens is human emotion comes into play. You listen to everybody saying, oh, buy this, buy that. Oh, I bought this. You should do it too. But by the time somebody's talking about it, the tokens already went up to $10 million or $20 million. So the goal is to find the token early before anybody else knows about it. Make sure that it's good. And then get into it early so that you don't have to chase it as soon as it hits 10 million. Like when it's at 10 million, for you to make a 2X, it would have to go to 20 million for you to make your de-risk, take your 50% out. But if you buy the 10 with $10 and it's only like at a 10K market cap, it only has to go to 20,000 market cap for you to double and take out your initial $10 investment. So think of it that way. If you're late in the game and you buy it with a high market cap, it has to double the amount that it's already at. So if I'm buying a token and it's at 1 million, it has to go to 2 million before I can take out 50% of my profit. If I buy it at 10 million, it has to go to 20 million before I can take out 50% of my profit. But if I buy it at 10K, it only has to go to 20K for me to take out 50% of my profit. And most tokens will, even if their tokens are like iffy, they don't have enough volume, not enough people know about it, most tokens will at least hit, you know, like a 50K to 150 to 250K. Even if they're like a token that hasn't been advertised, a lot of people don't know, they'll at least hit that. So if you catch them when they're only at 10K, it only has to go to 20K for you to double and to take out 50% and take out your profit. But like, how do you pick these tokens, right? You have to do 30 days of research. You have to have 35 tabs open. You have to search all over, find which token you want, scan out of the 50,000 tokens, find that one gem out of the 50,000 that are launching, and then decide when to buy it when it's still low before everybody else has talked about it and it's already at 10 million. Find it low and then make sure you de-risk and take your profit out and then watch charts all day to make sure that you hit your target. So this is how crypto has been. This is how investing has been. Before we would have to, well, this is what people are still doing basically. They're listening to other people telling them when to buy. They're going onto TikTok, YouTube, X, TG, Discord, all these different socials and finding out what other people are saying instead of researching it for themselves. They're looking for people shilling it, we call it, where they're like promoting the token and everyone's talking about it. And then there's all this noise of all these people saying, pick me, buy mine, right? And 25,000 to 50,000 of them are launching a day. So how do you choose the one that you want to buy? Well, that's why we built out AI Signal and AI Base, because it scans 25,000 to 50,000 tokens a day and narrows it down to the top 100 to 200 out of 50,000 tokens. And it looks for these check marks. It looks for these things that are predictive based on past historical. And we have 3 years of data, over 400 million points of data to compare it to. And it's combined with AI, and the AI scans the contract, scans the token, compares it to the 400 million points of data, picks out the ones that check off all the boxes for the 85 indicators and variables that meet the criteria, and then tells us about it. And so out of 50,000 tokens, it finds the top 100 to 200 within milliseconds. And then it gives us the feedback so we don't have to do 30 days of research and have 35 tabs open and go into all these chats and research and look for all the data. It scans it for us with AI and gives us the feedback based on the criteria of 3 years historical on the tokens that had the best probability that they were going to be successful. And so when we get it, think of you as a human, like trying to scan through 50,000 tokens is nearly impossible. Trying to scan through 25,000 tokens a day is nearly impossible. Finding that one perfect token out of 30 days of research is more reasonable, right? But by the time you find it, it might have already went to a 10 million market cap because you got in too late. So using AI has been an advantage, and we combine it with our check marks. So it goes off of our backtest historicals and finds the best tokens out there, scans it down for us so we don't have to stay awake 24 hours a day and find it. It gives us the information. And now if you're manually trading it, then we have to pick from those top 100 which ones we're going to buy, right? But using Dragon, it solves that next problem, right? Finding 50,000 tokens as a human is nearly impossible as it is. Scanning 25,000 to the top 100 is nearly impossible as a human as it is. So the bots and the algo scans it down and picks the top 100 to 200. But now Dragon Pro will automatically buy it for you based on how much you want to spend. And so when those 100 tokens come through in that 24-hour period, it will automatically buy it for you within milliseconds as soon as it pings it and buy it for $10. And so now I've bought these tokens at $10. And if I had to watch 100 charts, I would be awake all day, all night, and have 100 screens open and then watch the news and watch the market and find out what's going on and then have to still execute. And as soon as it hits my two, I'd have to buy it. But tokens move so fast. Well, Dragon Pro automatically sells at your target profit. If I want to de-risk and I want to sell off 50%, as soon as they hit a 2X, it will automatically do that for me. If I want to wait until it hits a 10X and sell off 50%, it will do that for me. I don't have to watch all the charts. I don't have to see exactly when it's going to do it. It automatically buys and exits out on my profit taking out on my targets. Now, if I want to protect my $10 investment and hypothetically one of those tokens didn't do as well, perform as well as I wanted to, I can manually sell it by myself, or I can set up a stop loss. And then if it went below a certain threshold, it will sell it off before it goes below what I want it to go. All this is built into the system, but all you have to do is one click, sign up, set it up. I want to buy my 100 tokens that are coming over that it scanned through for me. It scanned the 50,000 for me. It went down to the top 100 to 200 tokens. It bought them all at $10, and then it sold them as soon as it hit 2X and exited out 50%. I can trade with the same money every single day if I'm de-risking and hitting my 2X and taking 50% out. Now, if I let it ride and it goes to its profit and say it goes to a 10X and I take out another 50%, that's profit back into my pocket that I can invest on again. So hypothetically, you can still keep trading on the same money every single day and just keep skimming more profit and more profit and more profit and more profit. You build up your system and strategy that you want But based on our backtest historicals and all of our data, the system and strategies are built in, and we show you what type of numbers they hit, and then you pick and choose what you want to do based on your risk tolerance. But can you imagine being a human, like we all are, and trying to watch 50,000 tokens a day and then pick the top 100? That's like watching all the stocks. So say there were brand new stocks launching and 50,000 stocks launched today. And I had to pick the top ones. Like I had to pick the Tesla and the Amazon and the Alphabet, and I had to pick Nvidia. I had to pick all the top stocks. I would have to scroll through 50,000 different stocks and then find which ones I want to go and buy. And then I would have to look for certain criteria, and I'd say, okay, based on this criteria, if it is a tech stock, I want to pick that one. If it's an AI stock, I want that one. I want to make sure that it has good investors in it. So I look and screen through to find out the best investors. I want to make sure that it has the capabilities to have a high return. So I would scroll through that. I would make sure that it was people were promoting it. So I would scroll through that. So I would look through certain criteria at 50,000 stocks launched today and pick the top 100 to 200. But scrolling for 50,000 would probably take me about a year just to scroll through 50,000 of them. But we use AI and it picks it out for us. It finds all the criteria, it scans through them, and then picks the ones that are the top 100 to 200, like the highest probability with predictive AI. So we're not reactive AI, we're predictive AI. And the predictive AI goes off of back test and data over 3 years, 400 million points of data, scours the data, finds the same similarities, and then predicts based off of similarities on what token to choose. And then the AI chooses it for us. So that's just like a little thing on what we've been working on. But the best thing about it is that you guys all get to try it now, right? We've been working on it for over 3 years, but we're bringing it to the public so everybody else can try it out and everybody else can use it. And we went through all of the systems and the strategies and the risk and the reward, and then finding what makes a token good, and then scanning through the tokens, and then looking at back tests and historicals, and then verifying that the token, and then doing predictive based off of it. So that all you have to do is log in, one click, set it up, and it automatically trades and invests for you based on your parameters. Now, the best thing too is if you're an advanced trader and you love getting into it and you love trying everything out. So say I'm an advanced trader. I want to look at charts. I want to look at technical analysis. I want to see moving averages. I want to see analytics and data and all this. It's there too if you're an advanced trader and you want to get your feet wet and try that out. It's there for you too. If you're simple and you're just learning how to do it and I just want to invest $10 and test it out and I don't know anything, you can try it that way. If you're an advanced trader and you need all the charts and you want all the technical analysis and you want to know if it's locked, renounced, verify contract, if the token is burnt or if it's locked, if it has high taxes or not, what the chart is doing, if it's on a dip up, if it's a dip down or a bounce up, if it's doing how many holders are on it, how many investors on it. If I want to know all the details and that's my thing, it's there for those people too, right? Everything is inclusive in one platform, so you don't have to search 35 different places and stay awake for 24 hours and look for 30 days just to find one. It's there for you and makes it simple and easy. And again, like I said, it's dragonpro.app. You can sign up for your first month free and try it out. And it only takes $10 to invest. Like, it's your coffee money. Try your coffee money, right? Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but we're going back to basics. We're realizing that people are trying so hard and doing all these fancy things and trying to make, like learn how to do it when we want to simplify it down and make it easy for everybody. And if you love the advanced stuff, we have the advanced stuff too. If you want it simple, it's simple too. But I did all the research and combined it with AI and did all the statistics and have all the data so you don't have to. It's all the things that we've been teaching you for 2 years built into the platform so you don't have to, right? Anything that you love to do and you're trying out something new, it always seems overwhelming. Well, we made it simple. So it's just one click, invest $10, try it out, get the first month free, like open the hood, check it out, see what you want to do. If it's good, it's good, you know, and you like it, you know, you might find your new passion. Again, it's dragonpro.app and sign up for your first month free. Anyway, we're really excited and I just wanted to put it out there because we've been hinting on what's coming up, but you guys don't understand how big and extensive and how much work has been put into it and what the AI does and how it searches and what it found out and like actually how many tokens launch a day. So did you know that the crypto market in volume for the last year has been over 150 trillion in volume? Can you imagine that? And from my understanding, there's only like 8 to 10% of the entire population is in crypto right now. We're just in the beginning. And in meme coins, there's over, 22.5 trillion volume traded in meme coins. So meme coins are what we specialize in. That's what we do. That's that 50,000 tokens that launch a day. 22.5 trillion volume in meme coins. Think about this. You have so much opportunity to choose from, but how do you do it? And so we made it simple and easy so everybody can try it, right? So there's just food for thought. Okay, so I have some other exciting stuff going on. Give me 1 second and drink some water. Go get your water. Go get your, whatever you're doing for this evening. Get your tacos. You're on your drive home. Take a break, take a sip of water too, and I will be right back. Okay, so I'm traveling again. White sand, palm trees, ocean, beautiful blue water. That's my inspiration, especially when I'm working crazy hours. I am on East Coast time now. Yay. Actually, I'm out here for space launches too. So it's been raining. There's been a couple of space launches. I'm really excited. This is kind of how I started. This is how I got involved in Web3 and trading NFTs and trading tokens. I started back, I actually bought my first crypto. I was traveling through Greece and went to an ATM and saw that they were selling BTC. Bitcoin and Ethereum, and I put in $20 and I got a QR code back in 2016. So that was like the start of everything. And fast forward, I got involved in AI in 2019 and started dabbling in AI, realizing that AI was the future, right? AI is taking any business model, combining with AI, it creates a whole nother business model with efficiency and research and data and information. And it can do everything within milliseconds where humans, again, like searching 50,000 tokens can take months and years to do. AI can do it within milliseconds and realize that AI was the future in business models. And so if you could think of anything, like think back when the web was created, how many different business models went from brick and mortar to web-based online, right? So that created a whole new category of businesses. And then we went from web-based to cell phone apps, which again, you could take any business and now put it on a cell phone app and you create a whole nother thing. So that's like Uber and Uber Eats, any other apps that you have, like mobile apps, travel apps, Expedia, everything else. Became an app. It became another business model. It's something that makes our life easier and more convenient and at our fingertips. And now we went into AI, and you're able to take any other business model. And so that's what excited me. I'm like, back in 2019, I'm like, this is the new technology. This is where everything's going. I'm going to learn as much as I can and take our existing brick and mortar or web-based business or cell phone-based businesses and create new businesses with AI. And off of that, I created a travel app, a bot that can find the lowest airfare anywhere in the world. And I've traveled over 35 countries on it. I just flew first class for $100 on my last one. $100 Bahamas. I flew LA to Hawaii for 99. Honolulu to Sydney, Australia for 99. Honolulu to Japan for 150. San Francisco to Paris for 100 and quarter. So I realized that AI had the capabilities to do the search and then find all the information where it could take me months of research. And made it into business models. So we have our Flyit bot. We have our DNA bot that you can take your raw DNA, download it, and get all your information about your heredity, your history, your genetics, your predisposition towards certain medical things. Again, do your research, not financial advice. And then we have also created AI chatbots that can communicate with you. So we have over 200 or 300 different AI bots that we built out because back in 2019, I saw that potential. I saw that possibility and started building the bots out. Then fast forward to COVID, where everybody was stranded. We couldn't travel, which I ended up canceling about seven of my trips because of that. We couldn't travel. So webinars came around, Zoom came around. I started attending. I love learning, getting knowledge, finding out as information as I can. Started attending webinars, started attending Zooms, got involved with actually NASA and space launches, and then created a universal satellite platform that downloaded the images onto the blockchain. And so doing that, I got involved in Web3, which also started this whole entire journey. And I realized, like, how do you advertise a digital asset? How would anybody find a token? How would anybody find crypto? And back then in 2020, 2021, nobody knew how to find it. It wasn't advertised on a billboard down the street. It wasn't like an ad on TV. You couldn't go into Instagram and find an ad. Like everything was underground. Think back then in 2020 when COVID was going on and we had Wall Street Bets and GME and AMC. It was all viral on whoever was having communication and talking about it in different chat groups. And so I went around trying to figure out, okay, so if I have an asset that I created and it's digital, which is the wave of the future, and then I have AI, how do I get the word out to tell everybody about it? And so I went into quote unquote what they call Web3 and started going into different Discord groups and Telegram groups in X and Spaces and just listening and see what people were doing. And by doing so, I realized that digital assets like crypto, BTC, Ethereum, tokens, NFTs all could use technical analysis. I was a day trader. I have a master's in finance. I understand that if you watch charts, you can predict what a chart's going to do. And then I found similarities and patterns that were built on those charts and realized that I could call out plays and say, based on this information, it checks all these boxes that based on this information, there's a high probability that that asset is going to go up in value. And so I would do it for fun. I'm like, okay, well, this one's going to go up for value because this, and this is happening. So this, it should go up for value, go up in value. And I'm looking at the chart, and nobody was looking at charts back then. I'm like, looking at the chart. So here's the resistant line. Here is the bottom. If it trades in this range and volume comes in, it should break out and cause a lot of people to buy it because they're going to catch that it's getting bought, right? That's what normally happens on an asset. If you have supply and demand and you have a lot of volume and a lot of people are watching the asset, that it's going to cause like a FOMO, they call, right? Fear of missing out, where everybody wants to buy before it's too late and it'll cause the price to go up. So I started doing that and calling out plays. I went into about 15 to 17 different alpha groups and started calling out plays. And I'm like, based off of TA, based off of certain factors, which were the indicators and variables. Every single time this happens, the asset goes up in value. Oh, look, there's patterns and similarities. You can use a chart, you can use TA. And so I started calling that out. And then I applied it to NFTs. And then I applied it to Ethereum and Bitcoin and started predicting when Ethereum and Bitcoin would run. Then I started applying it to tokens. And then I started checking off the boxes and found out that there was 85 different indicators and variables. If certain boxes were checked, it had a high probability. If you added volume to it, there was a high probability that that asset would appreciate. And guess what? Every single time it did. And so I started calling out those plays, and that was back in 2021. Can you believe it? It's been like 4 years that I've been working on this. And then I combined it with AI, because back in 2019, I was fascinated. Like, AI is our future. AI is where everything's going. It's a full business model. It's the next wave of technology. Well, what if I combined these things that I'm doing research on and checking off the boxes, and it takes me 30 days alone to do the research, and I have to have 100 screens open to find one token. What if I combined it with AI and it predicted for me, so I didn't have to stay awake 24 hours a day? And guess what? AI Signal was born because of that. So I combined it with AI, and it gives me all the analytics. It gives me all the details. It does all the research for me, so I don't have to spend 30 days doing it. And that was like the start of my journey. And now here we are launching Dragon Pro, which is the AI automated trading platform. So it's been a wonderful, exciting journey. And now Dragon Pro will be able to go out with you guys, and you'll be able to try it out too. But if you see what's happening and you see how technology is changing and what basically I'm being predictive back then, saying AI is the future, crypto is the future, how can I combine the two? How can I create business models based off of what I see happening? If AI is coming to the forefront, and a lot of people were scared, I looked at AI as just like Google on steroids. It's going to do all the, take away all the extra time that I have to spend. It's going to do all the research. It's going to scrape all the websites and information and channels and social networks and find that information for me. It's going to combine it all to me and give me like a master thesis research paper within milliseconds that could take me months of research, which I love to do, but it comes to me within milliseconds. I'm like, this is the key. What type of businesses can I create that will make life easier for everybody else because I'm utilizing AI and taking a business model that everybody wants or need? And that's what I did. And so that was my journey. That's how I started my first ATM back in Greece and got crypto. And then 2019, I got to experience AI, and I'm like, this is the future. How can I make life better? And then 2020, listening to the seminars and going, watching the launches and getting excited. And then how do you market this? And then here we are today, right? Y'all have been listening to us for over 2 years, hopefully getting inspired, finding your passion, finding what business motivates you, what journey and path you're on. Like, what business model could you use to combine with AI to make your life easier, make your life funner and more joyful for other people too? Like, what inspiration could you do that ChatGPT could help you out with? Like, we use OpenAI and Gemini and ChatGPT and all the other forms of AI. We use it for art and for voices and for business models and for data and information and basically master thesis papers in milliseconds. Like, what is your passion? What could you do today? What is your hobby? What do you want to do to change the world? Where do you see yourself? And how can AI benefit you? Like, that has been my journey. And the crypto journey has been over 9 years. The AI journey has been over 6 years, but by pursuing my passion and finding a way to make life better and to help other people, to understand how to invest and how to trade and what an asset is and supply and demand, all the things that I learned in school when I was getting my master's degree that I understood and how it applied in the real world. Like, what is your passion? What do you want to do that could change the world or even just make your life better? If you love to travel, you know, what could you do to make your life easier and funner and go travel? If you love cars, what could you do today that gives you that experience, that gives you your passion for cars? If you love flipping houses, what knowledge do you have that you could incorporate with AI to help other people flip houses? If you are an expert in the gym, what knowledge and resources could you combine to give other people? If you're an opera singer, like we talked about last week, what could you do to combine to find your passion and create a business model to help other people? And even if you don't want to create a business, say you're perfectly content with whatever you're doing in your life, what is your passion? And are you pursuing it? Is your life more enjoyable? Are you having fun? My dad used to always ask me, are we having fun yet? And so in my life, I always want to make sure that, you know what, whatever we're doing, we should still be having fun. And if we don't love what we're doing, then why are we doing it? So here I am traveling the world. I'm building out AI. I'm teaching people how to invest and trade. I'm hopefully inspiring people to find their passion because that nothing is more joyful than me hearing people say, hey, I pursued my passion. I took my first step. Or, hey, I talked to you a month ago and guess where I am today? I've done this, this, and this. Like nothing is more inspiring to me than hearing other people pursue what they love to do. And so hopefully as we go along, we inspire others. And right now I'm in Florida. I'm able to see the space launches, even though it's raining. I'm able to work remotely anywhere in the world. As long as I have my laptop and my cell phone and Wi-Fi, I'm good. I'm able to come to you all over the world and talk to you from my cell phone and teach you about investing and trading and what the markets are doing. This gives us our freedom, right? This gives us the opportunity to do what we love and to find our passion and find our joy. So don't forget, eat those tacos. Happy Taco Tuesday. Go ETH. We see optimism. Feds, we anticipate the Fed's going to be making rate cuts next week, at least a quarter. Go ETH. We're hovering at 4,300 and we're range trading, which usually signifies range trading before a breakout. Do your own research, not financial advice. Go pursue your passion. Go find something that you love to do. Go inspire somebody. And if not, at least have fun. We'll see y'all next Tuesday. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.